It's really no accident that I follow Susie because she's with our statewide immunization coalition and I'm representing the Orange County Immunization Coalition, which provided you these nice little orange stress balls so that you could remember us. I'll squeeze it while I'm giving my presentation this morning. We wanted to share with you, because of the state's encouragement, a program that we found really helped our coalition find its purpose, and it's only one. We've expanded into many other programs now, but it was a collaborative effort to educate medical assistants. And I want to show you today how you can effectively improve immunization techniques by partnering with some people in your community. We'll look at the background in the program, how we did it, the lessons we learned, and then I'll tell you some conclusions from that. By the end of this presentation, I hope that you'll recognize the role that your local coalition might be able to have in providing education regarding immunization delivery, and you can see the improvement in immunization practices after completion of the Immunization Skills Institute, which is the program we implemented together, and promote the safe and effective immunization delivery through the use of community partners. First of all, let me give you a little bit of background about our OCIC. The Orange County Immunization Coalition was established in 1995. It's comprised of healthcare professionals and community volunteers who share the common vision and mission of improving the health of our Orange County community through immunizations. And this is now a lifespan coalition following a suit of what the state did. Our members include representatives from the immunization provider community, such as physicians, nurses, such as myself, insurance companies, schools, community partners, such as the Anaheim Angels baseball team. Organizational and structure is we have three subcommittees, the steering committee, the education committee, and the marketing committee. It was the education committee that saw the opportunity to effect real change by increasing the competency of medical assistants and made a commitment to utilize the Immunization Skills Institute, or ISI, curriculum and facilitate medical assistance training in Orange County. And the success of this ISI has been in our collaborative partnerships. First of all, the Orange County Healthcare Agency, which provided administrative support, Children's Hospital of Orange County, who I represent, who provides nurse recruitment and the clinical expertise to teach these classes, the California Department of Public Health, which provides the curriculum and training for experienced nurses, and CalOptima, which is Orange County's Medi-Cal managed care health plan, which provides the venue and provider contacts, which is very important. ISI began around the table of the education subcommittee, and it was here we requested a small grant from a local hospital, planned for nurse trainer recruitment, and scheduled our first day-long train-the-trainer class. This done, we were equipped to launch our first medical assistant training, the Immunization Skills Institute. Class size is limited to 20 medical assistants who are actively involved in administering immunizations in their offices. And it's a four-hour class with a step-by-step training manual, DVD, and PowerPoint presentation. It's a very complete training that our state, California, has put together. It's got everything on here, so you can almost, it's like training in a box, and it is something that anyone can use. So we didn't have to reinvent anything. We also, the class also has four hands-on skill stations. This is skill station number two, where they're taught to draw up immunizations correctly. And they're taught by class helpers. They're nurses in the community who are volunteers, who receive step-by-step written instructions from the training manual. And each of the four skill stations has a specific learning objective. The stations give an opportunity for direct observation and mentoring and vaccine administration. So we give a pretest and then a post-test, and the results are really dramatic. The pretest scores show an average score of 68%, and they ask really very simple questions like, what size needle would you use in an IM injection? And you think, we're in Orange County. We're not some rural place in Timbuktu, but we're in Orange County. You'd think they'd be able to answer those questions, but really the very simplest questions they don't know. And we found that after this four-hour training, they can score in excess of 90%. This is just some a slide of our outcomes. And we've been doing this program for almost 2 years now. And conservatively speaking, considering that we've been doing this with all volunteers, and it's just a community collaboration, we've trained over 200 medical assistants and have had some really impressive results. We thought when we started the workshops that we would just attract new MAs who needed this information, but what we found out is that we attracted experienced MAs through our connections with our community partner, Cal Optima, our managed Medi-Cal health plan. And we realized that we could really make a difference training these medical assistants. So what did we find? Well, we found it was just the beginning for our coalition, that the sky is the limit, that we could go into training pharmacists, because in the state of California, more and more we're finding that pharmacists are administering vaccines out of pharmacies, which is important if we're going to reach that all kids under age 18 get the flu vaccine. But do they know how to do it? Do they know how to do it correctly? So we're going to expand to training pharmacists in administering IM or vaccines. We also found that having a curriculum that is out of the box was very beneficial. We didn't have to recreate anything. First of all, our conclusions that it's important to collaborate. You'll find many coalitions across the country are doing this. Yesterday I was at the Arizona presentation, and it sounds like a great program, but what you'll find is many of them are paid staff. And in our coalition, we're a little bit different, because you'll find one paid staff, and that's Linda. She's sitting here, and she's from our immunization branch in our county. But everyone else, the RNs, everyone else is volunteers, and that's important. Also, it gave our coalition recognition. We now, MAs around the county can say, oh, I know who Orange County Immunization Coalition is, and they are the go-to people for information on vaccines. Now we get more participation in program updates. And in the future, we plan on expanded use of trainers. For instance, instead of just using RNs, we can use health educators in some of the skill stations and to do the program. So the point of our presentation is just partner up. You can collaborate and you can get a lot done and really make a difference when you bring partners together. Thanks.